This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Investigators said on Monday the man in custody and charged in connection with Sunday's attempted assassination of former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump waited outside Trump's golf course for 12 hours. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a federal court in Florida, a shackled Ryan Routh was charged with having a firearm despite being a convicted felon and having one with an obliterated serial number. He could face more serious charges as the investigation continues. Routh was taken into custody. The FBI says Secret Service agents noticed a rifle muzzle poking through the shrubs of the golf course where Trump was playing. An agent opened fire. Routh fled and was caught in a neighboring county. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police body cam video released on Monday showed law enforcement taking into custody the man suspected of firing gunshots near Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump's golf course over the weekend.
Driver! Take two steps to your right! Take two steps to your right!
Secret Service agents spotted and fired on the gunman in bushes near the property line of the golf course a few hundred meters from where Trump was playing, law enforcement officials said. Facebook owner Meta said on Monday it was banning RT and other Russian state media networks from its platforms, claiming the outlets had used deceptive tactics to carry out covert influence operations online. Enforcement of the ban would roll out in the coming days, it said. In addition to Facebook, Meta's apps include Instagram, WhatsApp, and Threads. The ban marks a sharp escalation in actions by the world's biggest social media company against Russian state media. This